continuing our sermon series, Stable versus Chaos. And we are looking at Advent through the lens of some writings of C.S. Lewis. And the whole goal of this is we are hoping to help you find in all of the Christmas mess that we have what C.S. Lewis calls the grand miracle. He argues that this is the central miracle that defines the world. And that is the incarnation of Jesus the Christ. The birth of Jesus is the grand miracle for C.S. Lewis, and it is sort of like the dividing point of time for C.S. Lewis. And the idea of God with us, God as one of us, is something that C.S. Lewis spends a lot of time trying to wrap his mind around. And today we lit the second Advent candle, the candle of peace. And as I was preparing this and I was reading the scripture, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you." And my immediate thought was, well, what kind of peace are you leaving with me? You know, our language, the English language, it's funny. It's sort of easy to learn the basics, but it's really difficult to master. Our spelling is crazy. It doesn't really necessarily make sense. We have 12 different vowel sounds. We have things that are called silent letters. We have idioms out the wazoo. And words can mean different things depending on the context. Like the word love. Like you could look at me and say, "Mike, I love your outfit, man." Or you can look at somebody and say, "I love you." The word peace is much the same. Peace has different meanings for us. Peace is such a word that it can be one thing or another. It might be that moment when you have all of the kids in bed, asleep, and you finally get to sit down. Or it can be that moment where you sit down in your favorite spot to have your morning coffee and pray and read scripture. Peace can also mean the absence of war or the absence of conflict, like when your kids are asleep. They're not fighting. So today we're talking, though, about a different kind of peace. Because Jesus leaves a different peace with us. And so we've had two budding theologians that have been helping us kind of explore the writings of C.S. Lewis. So I want to turn to that video, please.
Officially the worst gift exchange in human history.
Mm-hmm. Mine smells like, burnt socks.
What even was the theme? White elephant meets thrift store dumpster fire?
Honestly, that's generous. I'm pretty sure someone re-gifted a stress ball from 2009.
Why do we do this every year? It's like Christmas has turned into competitive chaos.
Right? Everyone's stressed, broke, and acting like it's the best time of their lives.
I just want to hibernate until January.
Do you remember that C.S. Lewis guy I mentioned last week?
The guy that said that Christmas has turned into a ghastly racket?
Yeah, I looked him up again. He said something like, "Can it really be my duty to buy and receive masses of junk every year?"
Preach, Professor Lewis.
But he wasn't just complaining. He said all that noise and shopping makes us forget the real thing. That peace came quietly in a stable, not a sale. That's actually kind of deep.
Like, Christmas isn't about everything being perfect, it's about something inside being steady.
Exactly! even when everything around you is nuts.
So maybe the trick is to clear some space, physically and mentally.
Yeah. Maybe we can make room for peace instead of junk.
Look, our hope ornament survived the chaos.
Hope's tough like that.
Maybe peace shows up when hope finally gets some breathing room.
So, second Sunday of Advent, peace. Let's leave it simple this week. No noise, just quiet.
Oh, I am keeping the rubber chicken.
Of course you are.
Thank you, Emma and Annalise. So our text today comes from the Gospel of John, in which Jesus is talking about a peace that he is leaving with his disciples. So hear these words. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way." So Jesus is gathered with his disciples, and he has several times in the Gospel of John warned them about what is about to happen. And I mean, his arrest is just, it's imminent. It happens in the next chapter or two down the road. His arrest is imminent. He has warned them what is coming, and he is preparing them for what is to come. And it begins talking, Jesus talking about, those who love me will keep my word, and those that don't love me will not. Those that my Father and I, those that are keeping our word, my Father and I will abide with. Jesus is telling them that obedience is the response to love. Obedience to Christ's teachings, to what Christ is calling us to do, is our response to the love that he has shown us. If we are obedient to our Lord and give ourselves to his discipleship, he and his Father will abide in us. That means live in us, be in us. And then throughout the Gospel of John, John writes about the Spirit. The Spirit will do this, the Spirit will do that. But here in this text that we read in verse 26, we get some clarification of exactly what it is we can expect from the Holy Spirit. He says that the Advocate, the other translations say helper, will come. We will be under the tutelage of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will be reminding us of what Jesus taught us, what Jesus expects of us. That it will be informing us as to how we are to live our lives as a follower of Jesus Christ. The Greek word that is used here is parakletos. Has nothing to do with parakeets. We translate it in English as paraclete. And it's used only in the Gospel of John and once in 1 John. And it's a word that is best understood as someone who is called alongside to help you, an advocate, an intercessor, someone who is pleading your case. And that is what the Holy Spirit does. John makes it clear that the Holy Spirit is going to come alongside of us, encourage us, lead us, teach us, remind us of the teachings of Jesus. We've been talking about C.S. Lewis and some of the writings that he has, in particular around Christmas. He wrote a humorous essay. It was called Xmas and Christmas, a lost chapter from Herodotus. And he creates a fictional nation that he calls Nyaturb, which is just Britain spelled backwards. And in this story of Christmas versus Xmas, he talks about these natives of Nyaturb, and they celebrate these same holidays, this one called Xmas and this one called Christmas. And he highlights the differences in the way the people that are celebrating Xmas go about that. He says, by the time they get to the actual holiday of Xmas, they're exhausted. They can't even enjoy the moment because they have spent so much time buying all of these things. In that essay, he talks about what they talked about in the video. Can it be my duty to really go out and buy all of these things because it's good for the trade? And so he compares that to the celebration of Christmas, which he said was just held by a few people who were very quiet and recognize this miracle of the incarnation. It's two very different things, this juxtaposition of Xmas versus Christmas. We can find that true about peace in our lives as well. There can be this real juxtaposition of the world and what peace is to the world. And then there is the peace of Christ, which lives with us. And so the verse I want to focus on for the rest of this time is verse 27. Jesus says he leaves peace with us. He says, peace I leave with you. But then he says, my peace I give to you. You know, if he just stopped at peace I leave with you, I think this text would have a whole different meaning. But he goes on to say, my peace I give to you. And I give to you not as the world gives. This is an entirely different thing that Jesus is saying here. Jesus is specifically giving us a peace that comes from him. This is a peace that comes from having a relationship with the living God. When we are obedient, that living God comes and abides in us. This is a peace that comes from the one who loved you enough to become one of us and to be born one of us and then die. The peace that Jesus is talking about is a peace that transcends time. What does this peace look like? I'll tell you. Years ago, I had a woman that came to me straight from the doctor's office with a stage 4 diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. And we cried. And we prayed. And this woman looked at me, and with this steely-eyed gaze in my eyes, she said, "Mike, I don't know how this story with cancer is going to end, but I know how my story ends." You see, she had peace. She knew what she was facing. She knew that she was facing, in all likelihood, imminent death. And 3 months later, she, in fact, went to the church triumphant. But she had a peace about what was happening to her in her life because she knew how her story ended. And that was in the arms of her Savior, Jesus the Christ. You see, that is a peace that is available to each one of us, a peace that transcends time. This peace, it comes to us through Jesus. It only comes to us through the incarnation of the living God. Jesus has left his peace with you. Please pick it up and take it with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are so grateful for you, for the incarnation, for the grand miracle, and for your gift that lives in each one of us. Let your peace abide in us. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.